Well, I think there'll be a substantial amount of cuts to education because that's where the money is, Tom. So we're going to have to see some restriction there, probably also in health care, because those are the two biggest components of the budget.
So it comes down to the so-called Willie Sutton principle then. That's where the money is.
Yeah, because if they don't cut those, they'd have to make such draconian cuts to the rest of the budget that it would really compromise the ability of the state to provide really needed services.
Well, let's get back to education in a minute and talk first about Medicaid. Now, the plan basically, as I understand it, would place Florida's approximately 3 million Medicaid recipients into managed care programs similar to HMOs. Now, supporters say that could save the state more than $4 billion over the next 3 years. Opponents, though, say it could have negative consequences for the disabled and for seniors who need long-term care. What's your take on that, Hank? Are these plans by the governor good ideas or bad?
I think he has some very good ideas. He wants to expand the current program in Florida that converts some of Medicaid delivery to an HMO-type system. So instead of paying a fee for treating sick people, the fees are provided on a per capita basis to hospitals and other medical providers to keep people well. And so, therefore, they get the money whether people get sick or not, so the incentive is to make them well. And that has been shown to save substantial amounts of money, a shift from a fee-for-service basis to a per capita or HMO model. Florida actually did a pilot study on a number of counties, and there was some mixed results, but my review of the data indicated that it was really pretty cost-effective, and I think the governor is doing the right thing to move in that innovative direction.
Well, there's a lot more to be discussed on that subject, and we'll have to get back. We'll discuss that further in coming weeks as the lawmakers start putting the details together. But for now, let's go back to the other major area where the cuts are proposed, education. What are some of the cuts that are being talked about in that area?
Well, there's talk about just reducing the total amount of money provided to the local school boards, K through 12, that would sort of move us away from our progress on increasing spending per student. It also might compromise the ability of local school boards to then meet the class size requirements if there's reductions in their budgets. There'll also be some reduction in state support for higher education, and concomitantly, there'll be some proposal to increase the fees and charges that students pay.
And these cuts likely will include teacher layoffs?
There will absolutely be teacher layoffs, and there's also a big push to change the system to merit pay, which isn't going to make the teachers happy. And as state employees, they'll now be asked to contribute to their pension plans and to their health care, which won't make them happy either.
Now, one of the major criticisms that we've heard coming from the education community regarding these spending cuts is that it's intrinsically short-sighted. Those in the education field say, look, if you expect the school system to produce students capable of competing with students not only from other states but others internationally, we just can't get there, they say, by cutting funding to education.
Well, there's no doubt about that, Tom. We do live in a world of trade-offs. The legislature has to balance the budget and does not wish to raise taxes, thinking that would do more harm to the economy. So their position is that, well, it's better to cut, even though recognizing that that will cause some compromise to our competitive position. And I would tell you, I'm involved with major large-scale development. We have major employers that come to us. And yeah, sure, they want incentives, but they also care significantly about the quality of education. And Florida's made a lot of progress. All of that said, we have to balance the budget. And it's up to the legislature to decide whether they want to raise revenues and thereby fund education or not raise revenues and thereby have to cut education spending. And they've chosen the latter. That is a political decision.
And, of course, public school teachers are not the only state employees looking at likely layoffs. The governor is also proposing pink slips for thousands of other state employees. What are some of the other state departments that are facing possible downsizing?
The governor's proposal would lay off approximately 9,000 employees. Most of them actually would be in corrections because the governor proposes to privatize some facilities and to close some mental health hospitals.
Well, you've said, Hank, that these are political calculations. Let me ask you, to state the obvious, the legislature consists of a group of politicians. Isn't there some fear that all of these deep cuts in state services are going to lead to a political backlash when residents realize that services they used to depend on have been drastically trimmed back or eliminated?
Well, for the most part, the services are being cut to those who don't tend to vote. So there'll be some time before there's enough service cut back before the majority of voters, perhaps, in this state would feel the real effects.